I don't think we finished the last small piece of Gemara of Vav Amud Aleph. Ma'yasu shneyachim hechi yaminu lehu amirava hachi yaminu lehu lemezi yasisu ay lasudi yasisu. What does that mean? That means when do we ask them this question? When do we ask them lemezi yasisu or lasudi yasisu? As soon as they come to Bezdin?
After.
If they're coming to Bezdin and they get messed up? Rashi sounds like, you seem to understand what's going on here? You have Eidim came into Bezdin, a group of Eidim came into Bezdin, and they all said Eidim, and one of them is a Karev apostle. So we want to know, is everybody apostle? Let's say three people walk into Bezdin, they say Eidim. Three people come into bed and they say Eidus, and we find one is the Karev apostle. Now we want to know, are the other two also, is that called Nimtza Echmi and Karev apostle? Are the three one had one Eidus? The Gemara says it depends. If Lamez the Asisu, then which way? Then it's not Mitzdar. If Lasude Asisu, then it is Mitzdar. So we have to ask them. We trust them? We trust them at this point? Why shouldn't you trust them? They're witnesses. So Rashi seems to say, look at Rashi, Hechi Aminu, Hechi Aminu Luhu Lekarayv Upasol, Lemidipinu Imitchilu La'edis Niskavim. That means if one of the people is now a Karev or Apostle, it says we have to ask the Karev or the Apostle, why did you come? Did you come La'edis? We machabim la'edis, we machabim just to see what was going on. So that's Rashi Sheet. The Rashi holds that the part is that we ask them afterwards. We ask them after we find one of them is a Karev apostle. So some we ask all three. Rashi says we ask the Karev apostle. So we ask all three if they're machabim for the same thing, and we see if them it's Darin.
I don't know.
One second. So the Rambam says it differently. When the Rambam brings this, the Rambam says that as soon as any Eidim come into Bezdin, we ask them immediately. L'merzi asisu l'asudi asisu. Any time more than two come, if only two come, then there's nothing to talk about. Because if one of them is apostle, then it's apostle anyway. But any time you have a group of witnesses, we have to ask them immediately if l'merzi asisu l'asudi asisu. Now probably the Rambam doesn't agree with Rashi because he holds that you're not believed later. Once one of them is a Karev apostle, so now we're going to start asking them something which is going to be Machshadam apostle them. Now it's too late. Some Rashi holds that no, these are Eidim are believed. Stavar which way? Stavar like the Rambam, right? Why? But Rashi,
says in the next half also that the one who's master, he's not believed to say that he saw the ones who were like in the window. You have to have had two other agents saying that this master saw the others very well.
They're saying you need two, not one. That's what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
You need two
witnesses. No, but that's also in the end, that you want to say that.
That's what they're saying,
right? You have to have, but there's only one master over there.
Yes, that's what I
have
to.
Right, but that
matters over here. So over here, the person himself should be believed to say them as the Olasudi. Right. And beforehand, why is he believed? When he comes originally. It's an eight. Every eight says things. And every eight talks in bed. Some that's far, some that's Rashi's far, that an eight is believed to say. Every eight, you ask him, what did you see? So he explains what he saw. The Mesdi Yassi Sosi, this is the Rashi holds as part of the Eidus. So Rashi holds an Achleishish from the Shaker. Since the Rambam holds that we are Achleishish. My Yassu Shnei Achim Be'echad Shiro Be'echad Shiro Be'echad Shiro Be'echad. So, since the Machleikis and whether we believe a Karev to say Eidus that might save the life of his Karev. Because if a Karev is smart, he'll say, if he's smart. If he's honest, he won't do it. But if he wants to save his Karev's life, come and say, Lasudi Asisi. Right? That's So he'll go off and talk in the bathroom. He'll say, I came with a kavan of tzayedus. And then he'll be mitzvah. I just want to repeat, I mentioned last week, there's a machlokes rishonim what this goes on. If this, in order to become one kant, what do you need to become one kant? The Rambam holds that as long as the Shas Ria use they were mechav and matzudi, they become one kant. Even if the Shas Agada, they're not together. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rosh is Shita, and that was appears to be the Shita of Tysus here, that you need both. You need that you're mechavim to be together at the time you saw the Eidah, and that you said the Haggadah together. You need both together in order to become one kind. So to Machlekes Rishonim, what makes them be one group? The Rambam holds Riyah alone. Masudi Asisi is a question of Riyah. The Rosh holds you need both. Riyah together and coming to Bezdin with Kavana to say together. And there's a third Shita, the Ramah, the Torah, the Shem Ramah, who holds that it's either or. Either if they're mechavim to be one at the time they saw, or if they're mechavim to be one at the time they came to Bezdin, either way, it's mitzarata. So we have a number of shittas as to what makes Eidim be one group, and we'll see as if we'll get back to it, but that's the basic idea. So let's move on to the next Mishnah, which is just a continuation of this discussion of how Eidim are mitzarata. So we could all picture this. You have two people on one side of the street, and they're looking out the window, and two people are, you know, on the other side of the street. There's two guys in the dorm, and two guys in the basement, and they're looking out in the street, and they see something going on. Be'echa master by them. So there's somebody in the middle giving us wrong. So the question is, are they one cat or are they two kitten? Is Machim Tasan Ryan Elu Selu Harry Elu Sakha? If part of the group in this window could see the part of the group in the other window, it's one eight. If Lav Harry and Shtay Edu. Is the Kula to be one or is the Kumra to be one in this case? Huh? Better to be one or it's worse to be one? It's worse. Why is it worse? In a way, it's worse, because if one of them becomes apostle, a carved apostle, or huzam, then they're all apostles.
Is there
the hazama is better, because the hazama, if you mount them to, if they're separate, they get kashazama. If they're together, and you mount them, if it's all one card, and you mount them to, then nobody gets nisim. So it's a chumra and a kula. Each case is a chumra and a kula, and we'll talk about that. So what's the din? So if they see each other, say the sachas. If they don't see each other, shtei edyai b'picha mit sachan and zaymim hu behein eragin b'shniya p'tura. Rabbi Yaisi says, "Why do I mean eragin that you shnei ed of masrim b'ish and emra b'shnei edim yakum davar?" So he darshins that the hasra has to be from the piha edim. Another drasha of Yishnei Edim shleites and hedrin shemas the piha mitorgamim. We'll get back to mitorgamim later.
But
what?
I think
it says alpi twice. Alpi Yishnei Edim. What's the alpi shleisha edim? What's the alpi? It's a pasuk that the Gra brings over there. Dalet al pishnei edim, ay al pishnei edim, yochim davar. So it says al pish twice. That's why that's interesting. What's the case? You have two witnesses. We'll give them names. You have Reuven and Shimon looking out of one window. You have Levi and Yehuda looking out of the other window. In the middle, they see whatever they see, a loan, or a znus, or a tzicha. So two of them look out of this window, they see someone, a retzachil in their tzach. Two of them out of this window, they see it also, and there's a master of answer. So it's talking that Roy and Abel say, the people from this window see the people from that window. So they come into bed and they say, hey. Now, if they said, hey, this was a gemara, and the person's chayav nisa. If the Beis Din Paskin, Mazimim come, and who are they Mazim? Who are they Mazim? He said, Imanu Yisim to Reuven Shim. That's all four. They were Mazim, Reuven Shim. They say, Reuven and Shimon, you were with us, the Makkah Pliny on that day. So the Edom was Mazim. So what happens? So the Edom get Misa for being Edom Zayman. For 1 minute. In this case of our Mishnah, every Hazama, in every case of Hazama, the Mazimin are also Mukashim. Why? Because the Mazimin say Reuben and Shimon will live us somewhere else. What do Levi and Yehuda say? Levi and Yehuda say, no, they were there. We saw them, right? Why didn't they were there? We saw you. So what's going on? How do you have the hechetims of this case? Victorious discussion. What's the hechetims of the case? You have Reuben and Shimon from one window, Levi and Yehuda from another window. And Mazim and Kam, they say, Reuben and Shimon, you aren't even there. So 1 minute. These Mazimin, Yisachar and Zvulun, they came in, they said, Reuven and Shimon were with us. But it's a betray now. Yisachar and Zvulun say that they were with us in a different place. Maybe Yehuda say, no, we saw them through the window. So, it's Eidus Lucheshus, it's betray. And Reuven and Shimon are not going to get killed. What they have attempted, what's the case of our mission? This is a Ritva's cash. Is it a good cash? It must be a good cash, that's why I asked. What would you say? What would you say?
You know, one kind of thing,
yeah, well, nobody says it didn't happen. Even the Mazimin, they don't know that it happened. It could be it happened. Just Reuven Shimon with us in a different city. Karei sees Kati, and Katsi is Mazim Karei. That's the case. So when Katsi is Mazim Karei, Kati says that Katsi is lying. You say that Reuven and Shimon were with you in a different city. We saw them here. We saw them in this city. Isn't that what's going on? So how could you have a case that you're Mazim then? Who behave their organ? Why behave their organ? Go ahead.
You
have Reuven and Shimon in one window, Levi and Yehuda in the other. Levi and Yehuda see Reuven and Shimon. So they become one cat to see each other. No, if you're Mazim them, then who's on? Why? Levi and Yehuda say that Reuven and Shimon were here, and Katsi says they were somewhere else. What? No, Katsi comes in there. Katsi's not mentioned. Katsi and Mazimin. They didn't see the Mazim Zim. Katsi comes in. They say about Reuven and Shimon, Imanu Yisim, Bama Kampai.
And there's another
cat
that's from the other one, right?
But that cat saw that Reuven and Shimon were here.
They're essentially the same cat. It's winter, they're both from the same cat.
And therefore?
So what's
the question?
Not that
there's
another cat
in the third cat.
What kind of
cat?
Then
it shouldn't be believed.
They're part of the same cat.
What? Why is it not kosher? Let's say Reuven and Shimon were here. Okay, you have Karei from one window. I don't want to lose anybody here. You saw what's going on with the response. You have Karei in one window, Katsi in a different window, and Katsi says Karei was with us. Now, there's Machim Tosa Raya and Ayel Zayel. A and B saw each other. So, what's the case now of Hazama? How do you have a case of Hazama? The Mazimin say Karei was in a different city. Kati says Karei was in this city. That's not Hazama. That's Trey to Trey. What? Yeah, I understand. But the other case, we're coming up full case, and in the other case, they don't get Nisa. Right? case where Kadeh and BC each other, Kadeh doesn't get Mises. What's the other thing? It's okay for second thing. What? There's no Mises to one cat. It's true. But why are you coming, Mafuke? What are you worried about? You can't have a case of Zayman. Because if they see each other, it's automatically not. It's automatically you can't be Mafuke one without one group without the other. So if somebody would ask me this question, I would have said like Yaakov was saying. Now what do you mean? If Kadeya B is one cat, so cat B can't say A is about Kadeya anymore. Right? A and B came together and we saw each other and we saw the whole man. So I would have thought that cat B is now one with Kadeya and they can't say A this anymore. How can they say A this now? But the Ritzvah by Stoyz doesn't come on that way. The Ritzvah asked the Kashan. The Ritzvah says a different terrace. I'll say the Ritzvah terrace. The Takechidish is terrace. Because I would have thought that it works. The Ritzvah says that this Mancha Miktsasan Rayan Eilu Yisrael. That it's talking Reuven and Shimon in one window, Levi Yehuda in the other window. Only Levi saw Reuven and Shimon, not Yehuda. All you need is Miktsasan Rayan Eilu Yisrael. All you need is that one of them should see the other group. So if Levi alone saw the other group, it's enough to be mitzar with them, but it's not a trade to trade. When the Zayinim comes, it's not a trade to trade. This is the Ritzvah's terrace. So the Ritzvah holds mitzvahs and Rayin Eilu Eseilu, it's enough, one person should see to be mitzar with them. What? You wouldn't kill now for this reason that they're one cat. But who they that, it would be Zayinim. Right? So that's the Ritzvah. Ritzvah says Mitzvah Rayin Eilu Eseilu means only one of them sees. Dorf Lener says, based on Tosis Dibra Masvel Ay, that Tosis disagrees with the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah says it's enough if one person from Kat B sees Kat A. One minute. How's he Neman that he saw Kat A? Tosis Ay Masra indicates that you need two witnesses to see. You need Eidim V'Eidim Shem Masra Raya. You need two witnesses to know that people see each other. Tosis told us it's not enough for one person to see the other group. Because who's made it that he saw them? Just he himself? That's not good enough. So according to Tosis, you can't say the Ritzvah's Terrace. According to the Darshan Er says, according to Tosis, you can't say the Ritzvah's Terrace. Because the Ritzvah says it's enough, Miktsas and Rayin Eilu Eseilu, that one person sees the other group is there. But Tosfos says that you need two witnesses to know that they saw each other to be Mitzaris. Yeah, but anybody who's Mitzaris them, whether it's the Master being Mitzaris or the Eidim, Tosfos says that you have to have two witnesses to know that the Master saw them. In the case of the Eidim, Tosfos assumes that there were two Eidim who saw them. Also, the mice need two Eidim to say Tzira. So the Ritzvah holds it's one Eid is enough to say that they see each other. So he says his Teretz that it was just one person seeing, one person from Kat B saw Kat A. But Tosfos holds, no, you need two witnesses to say that they saw each other. So if so, the original Kasha comes back, if the two witnesses of Kat B saw Kat A, so then it's not really Shaykh Hazama, a real Hazama of Kat A, because Hadith says we saw Kadeh. So would mean if there were three or four at this window, it's enough if two see them to start the whole group into one count. But it would have to be more than that.
Why do you have to believe?
You can ask, but Tosfos clearly holds that way. And the Mela puts in the Gale our discussion, Tosfos doesn't hold the Ritzvah's Terrace. The Ritzvah does offer a second teretz. He said, "Mitzas and Rayan Eilu Eseilu." It's enough. If you look out the window, you ever looked in the window and you could see that there's someone there, but you can't recognize who they are. Sometimes the sun is shining off or something. You see a person, but you can't see who they are. So the Ritzvah, the second teretz, says, "Mitzas and Rayan Eilu Eseilu." It's enough that they say that there was somebody in the window. But if Eidim Zayim come and they say Kat A was with us in a different city, Kat A is not necessarily contradicting them. because Kati could said there were people there. We don't know who they were. So if you don't know who they were, then why should they have to know where they are? I think if three people see something and have kavanah to be meyer, and one of them dies before they come to Bezin, or disappears before they come to Bezin, if you saw your rank, how do you know that it's not stolen them? Should be chayshish them as a puzzle that was masudi asisu. I don't know if chayshish for that stuff. Huh? I'm telling you, even like those who are that just seeing alone is misdara. But misdama that chayshish is a puzzle. Agad, the Yarchaner brings a connection of this mishnah to Hilchos Brichas Hamazon. Can't figure this one out, can you? Okay, Zimun is a halacha that to be mitzaris to Zimun, it's enough Rayin Elu Asayu also. You have people on different sides of a room, and Rayin Elu Asayu is good enough to be mitzaris. Not necessarily Machayim Zimun, but it's enough that you could be mizamin. Rayin Elu Asayu works, but it says if there's a Rosh Hasharab and Mastik Beinayim, you have two people sitting on a porch on one side of the street and eating. And two people on the other side of the street. They see each other, they wave to each other. Now they want to bench mezumin and scream across the street. You got two on this side, two on that side. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that it's not mitzaris because the Rosh Hasharabim is masik beinayim. So in the Chubis, Hilchos Ketanos, yes, it's from our Mishnah. The Torah Mishnah shows that up. You see tziruf works even with the Rosh Hasharabim between them. Well, what's between them? Right. See, anyway, that's kind of there. You see, if two people are normally, I guess he understood, on this side of the street and that side of the street, you have people see. So the Arthur there says it's no Ryan. It could be you could have two people on the same side of the street and they could see each other. Or it could be the courtyard, which is the Yachad between them. He says it's no Ryan. I don't know if Simeon necessarily is a raya anyway. I don't know what the Makar is. To be the Dami Hill can say this still has their bench, the Ben Samazim, the Ben Zimun. I looked in the Torah and they said, I should see if in the Makar somebody compares it. I don't see anybody compare it. Probably there's a third place where seeing helps, according to some Rishayim. And that is by Minyan. By Minyan. You have a minion in one room, and you're davening in the other room. Let's say you're davening in the kohel room. All right, usually there's a minion in the kohel room. In the hall, there's usually a minion. But let's say you're davening as a snoshim, and there's no minion there. And there's a minion in the Beis Medrash, is that called davening with minion? So it's enough like it's Rishayim. If you read Vaz's Shita, which the Mishnah Berurah brings in the Sharat Siyan, is that seeing is good enough. In the Mishnah Berurah itself, he says that's not called davening with minion. If you daven in a room where there are no 10 people, just that you could hear the shul. And the Mishnah Berurah itself, I think he doesn't bring the Ramban. He says that it's not called Tziruf Minyan, if you're in Nezus Nashim. Well, unless, of course, there are 10 people in Nezus Nashim. But in the Sharat Siyan, I believe you bring B'Shem the Ramban, that there is such a shita that that's called the davening with Minyan. Once a person bothers to schlep and go to Minyan already, why he wouldn't bother to be able to call a shita? Sometimes hard to understand, but anyway, it's the third case where you have a similar thing. To the Gemara, Amar Abzutra Batuvia Amar Rab Nenai La'edus Miyukhede Shipsula Shenemar La'yumas Api Eid Echad. You don't kill somebody Api Eid Echad. My Echad. Inlema Eid Echad Mamish Mereisha Shemimala Api Shnayim Eidim. Of course you need two witnesses. It says Api Shnayim Eidim. Ella, my echad, echad echad. It means you have two. You see, this case is different than the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is two people from one window and two people from a different window. The Gemara's case is a totally different case. It's one person from one window and one person from the other window. And what are we saying now? That echad echad does not work. That's called edus miuchedes. That does not work. Tainam yachi. Layumach api eid echad. Lahevi shnaim sharei leisei. Echam echalein zev. Echam echalein zev. The ein layin zev zev. Shem star. Layay. And not only that case, but even b'zachar. Ela filo b'zachar zev echalein echad. Ein star. What's that a chiddush? I'm like, but I'm talking about baya. Ashta, umay echad mechalayin zeb, echad mechalayin zeb. Madach when they see it simultaneously. The haikol chazi kulu ma'isa. The haikol chazi kulu ma'isa. Amrit loy mitzasi b'zeach azeh. The haikol chazi pagad ma'isa. The haikol chazi pagad ma'isa. Ibay. I'm like, yes. Like nitzchel abay l'se'arva. If you did something that takes time, you see someone kill someone, so of course zeach azeh is not mitzasi. But something like bay l'se'arva. Then we have this din that Eidus Miuchedes is possible. I'm a Rabbin, my Rain is a Master. My Master Rain, I say Mitzar. Not only they see each other, they see the person giving us Ra, it's also Mitzar. I'm a Rabbin, Master Sha'amru, a Filum of Piyatsmai. What does that mean, Piyatsmai? The murderer himself. He says, Tem Male, I know this is an Issa Dairai, so I'm doing it anyway. I know you need some, I'm doing it anyway. What does that mean? Shade. So you can have a shade, or cut unless they gave hasra, or a dry. It's also good. If you hold there's no such thing as a shade, what's chat in this Gemara? So who holds there's no such thing as shade? Rambam. So look in the Rambam. So the Rambam brings this down. He says that means, or even if the Adam saw, and they just heard a voice. I'm getting us wrong. I don't know what it was. It's also. Rabbi Moy says, Mepi Hashay means they thought it was a shade. In their superstition, they thought it was a shade. Somebody screaming. But that's also Mepi Hashay.
Isn't it the answer that the one who got killed gave him
that? Either way. I think the Rambam says the case of this. All right, so we have two cases here on the daf. We have a case of two and two, and a case of one and one. Okay, let's talk about Zaymanin. In order to be Adam Zaymanin, you need Shigmar Adin Afir. You know that. The Adam had to come into Bezin, and they had to be a Gemar Adin based on their words. Yeah. When you have one person from one window, one person from another window, they see each other. And they come into Beis Din and they say Eidus. So I think we all understand, if you mark them, they're both Mazimim. Why? Because if any one of them had not lied, then there would not be a Gemar Din. So that case is relatively easy. When you have two people from one window and two people from another window, and they don't see each other, so they're two Kitei Eidim. They come to bed. So one cat comes into bed and says Eidus. The other cat comes into bed and says Eidus. And then we're mazim cat A and not cat B. So what's the din? Who the hein erog? What does that mean? That means that the Eidus that said Eidus falsely gets misa, and the Eidus that and the person who they said Eidus about also gets misa. Now this is a very strange case if you think about it. This is a case where the Zaymanin didn't do anything. They really didn't do anything wrong, Command. I mean, they did something wrong. But they didn't do any damage to the Reitzeach. Did they even try to do anything to the Reitzeach in this case?
I don't care about that anyway.
What did they try to do to him? Karei and Kapi, they both said a Haggadah before the Gemara did.
To them,
they were
trying to
question
him.
Yes.
So
Kare
was Muslim, and Kabi now is Muslim.
But Kabi is not Muslim. Kabi is
Kashi.
What did Kare do?
Kare didn't know that Kabi was Muslim.
Yeah, their intentions were bad. Did they cause the Gemar Din? Just think about it. Did they bring about a Gemar Din that was false? No, without a Gemar Din, then I'm saying right? That's the Ashima Din Atiyah. There's one Gemara Din. All four of them said, hey, this is the best of Tansi. So it's really a pella de kekeg. The zaynamin, loy ha'ilu ha'idu sam klom. Their edus didn't help at all. It's a case where their edus by itself were too like nothing. And there's zaynamin. What? Well, every time Besdin goes through a case, there will be edim. Anybody who knows about this case says edus. Why do we bring him in? It's a question. What? The two edim come in, they say edus. And then the second two edim, the second cat also said edus. We want to hear all of them. If one of them is zaynamin, we'll know the other one to rely on. Right? It helps. We listen to everybody because they might be kosher. Because when we listen to the first one, we're still going to listen to the second one, because the second one might be kosher. The first one might be kosher. So we're going to rely on the second. But you have what the chiddush of this Mishnah is? That edim zaynamin could be people who didn't do anything bad to the person they said edus about. Because the person they said edus about had a gemar din anyway based on the other two witnesses that were telling the truth. And this person really did kill. It's true. He was standing on this street at that hour and he killed somebody. It's emes, because we have another pair of edim. Now these zaynamin, they said what happened was the truth. Just it wasn't true that they saw it. And afal pi kein, they get nisa for doing that. We once declared, without a good raya, that Adam Zaynamin is a ben adam lachadeira dika type of adeira. That the avla is what you did to your chaver, what you tried to do then. Or it's a ben adam lamakim type of adeira. Lachaira, this would be seem to be a good proof. That the punishment of Edim Zaynamin is not because of what they tried to do to this person. Because here, they said only truth about the person. They said the person was standing in this street on this day and killing somebody, and that's true. It's just not true that they saw it. You follow? That's what's going on here. This is an Edis that Lo Hayokul, it didn't do anything, even for the Gemara Din, it didn't do anything. And I hope he came. They're going to get.
Seems
to be spent all mocking because they didn't do anything bad to their father. What did they do bad to their father?
That
doesn't the Pashtus and the Mishnah seem to say that? They tried to do bad, but it had to be that they succeeded in bringing about a Gemara Din. They're Einish without a Gemara Din, they're not Nevish. So the punishment is that they said Eid is so bad that they brought about a Gemara Din against the Chavah. But they didn't really bring about a Gemara Din. The Gemara Din would have happened anyway. Whether they knew or not, it might be enough to mean between them and the Rabbanu Shalom. Between them and the Chavah, the Chavah would have gotten it anyway. No, because the part they said that he borrowed money, we assumed they were telling the truth. Oh no, they were not telling the truth. They didn't see the borrowing either, right?
So it is, you know,
over there. Alright, you're right. I don't want to come back to you. Let me just finish. From this mission, it's a raya. If you turn back, I'd like you to look at Rabbeinu Chananel on the last line of Hey Amid Beis. There it's talking in a very similar case. You have three witnesses. When you have three, the third one, Mechaira didn't do anything. Also, the third one, the first two would have done it anyway. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel on the bottom. Kloimar, the bottom line. He's talking in a case, the Mishnah says three, and Atzilah hang Meir. So the Kuf stands for Meir. Kloimar. Dina Eidus Miskayemes the days, Kemosha Miskayemes the Kuf. Dina Eidus could be with two witnesses, it could be with 100 witnesses. Nimsis Eidus Kuf, Eidus days. And we know that Eidus of 100 Trekameya, Eidus Kuf is Eidus days. Kachlin Yidin Azama. Kuf ubeis shavin. Kuf and beis is the same. Trei kamei. Now, on Daf Vav Amid Aleph, Rabbeinu Chananel continues. Now listen carefully. Ukmina lemachnisim bizman shekuf kulan kol echad mehem heyed betech kidei dibur shal chaveiro. The Gemara says that it must be if 100 witnesses came, they all said edus within tech kidei dibur of each other. The kaimalon tech kidei dibur kidibur dami ukiyumo kulan bevas achas heyidu. And since they all said edus tech kidei dibur, therefore einam yechalim ha'achrayim loymar. The last ones can't say, Kiri Shainim Hen Shachaibu. The last witnesses are going to say, what do you mean? I'm not Zaynim in. The first one, Wa Machayim, Anachmu Bayasinu Klum. What's he saying? If you have 100 witnesses, if they're not, if they are Taif Kedei Dibur of each other, so they're one Chaticha, and they're all Zaynim in, they all get Nisa. Why? Because it's Perkedei Dibur. That implies that if it was not Perkedei Dibur, he had two Eidus that said Eidus, and there was a Hepsik Kedei Dibur, and then the other 98, after a Hepsik, could you have the last 98 Zaynim in? What's implied from this, Rabbi Nachmanu? It's implied from this, Rabbi Nachmanu, that only Tech Kedei Dibur, no matter how many people say it, they're one. Let's say they'll come Zachar Zed, like in our Mishnah, where Inway and Elu Seilu, they're separate groups. It seems from Rabbi Elchanano that you, if you're Mazim, the last group, they can get off. They can say, Lo Yasinu Klum. Oh, we didn't do anything. The first ones were enough to give a Misa. Isn't that the opposite of the way we're learning the Mishnah now? You know, Ben Chanan was saying only Tech Kedei Dibur does this all hold true. Only Tech Kedei Dibur. But if it's not Tech Kedei Dibur, then the last group could say our Eidus doesn't matter. So Shmuel Rizovsky asked this kasha. He's done on this shayla. What is the din where two groups of Eidus said Eidus separately, separate Kitim, and your Mazam, the second group, are they Muzamim, are they not Muzamim? Our Mishnah seems to say that they are. Rabbi Nachmanu is pretty clear in saying only if it's Tech Kedei Dibur, then not. But if there would be separate Kitei Eidus, then the second one could say we had nothing to do with it. What? Even when they didn't see each other, even when they're separate, they saw each other. No, when they saw each other, then one count. They probably can't separate. You can't prove that. But with a separate kitim, in our Mishnah, we say the separate groups, and the second count is Muslim, they get Misa. With any their other. And Rabbeinu Kanal seems to say that they can consider themselves separate.
If they come in, even if they come back to Dibur,
they would still be Tekedei Dibur. Not Tekedei Dibur, they're one. They're two, and the second one get off the hook. Amish is talking where they're two. It says, anyone there say, Elul, Elul, start. So in a case where they're two, Amish says that you could give Misa to the second group. Rabbi Nachmanu says that when they're two, you can't give Misa to the second group. Seems to be a problem. No? Our Mishnah says that Eidus, whose Eidus don't help, still could be Zayin. And the answer is I can. The only way out is that Rabbi Nachmanu will say, our Mishnah is also talking, they said Eidus take a Deidivah. Even though they really aimed the Tzarfin, two saw from this window, two from this window, but they said the Eidus Tekedei Dibur. And when they say Eidus Tekedei Dibur, then you can't say it would have happened without me. You all considered it coming together. That is satisfying Terence, not so sure. So in the case of the totally separate Kites of Eidim, Rabbeinu Chananel holds, the second group could say, our Eidus didn't do anything, so we're off the hook. It's The Afka, when they said the Agad, the Perkedei Dibor, that them is Tzara. It's only. It's only not good like that.
Right.
Is everybody, with me this far? You with me? The underlying Shaila is very clear. Eidus that are Muslim and they didn't do anything because it would have happened anyway, is that considered Eidim Zaymin or not? That's the underlying issue. That's the question. Our Mishnah seems to say, who the hey Neragin, that the second group gets Nisa, even though they didn't do anything. I mean, they did something, but they didn't twife anything with their Eidus. But hey, you like do some club, their Eidus didn't twife anything. Our Mishnah says you get Nisa. Rabbeinu Chananel says that you don't get Nisa. He implies that you don't get Nisa. So the only way out is to say that Rabbeinu Chananel will learn our Mishnah that they said Eidus Tekedei Dibur. And since they said Eidus Tekedei Dibur, it's considered they all came together. No one came later. And since they all came together, therefore they can't kind of by any way do some club. But if they came separately, it'll be a machlokes. What? But if they came together... if they came together, that itself should be mitzaref them to one path, even if they saw it from different windows and they couldn't see each other. Coming together should be mitzaref them. That's a kasha, but that's only like the Ramah. Ramah said coming together alone is mitzaref them. But the Rosh said you need both. You need b'shasariyah to be one path and b'shasagada. So this Rabbeinu Chananel was good according to the Rosh. It wouldn't make sense according to the Ramah. Does that take away from what I'm saying? Okay, that takes away from the deal. So if anything, you make it worse, not better. Right? Okay, now, I was asking from Gimel Amud Aleph, in the case where two Eidim say you borrowed money for 30 days, another Eidim say your Eidim Zaynanin, you really borrowed money for 10 years. But they say you weren't there, Bishas Maisa. You claim you saw it, you weren't there, Bishas Maisa. Why over there don't the Zaynanin have to pay the full amount? Chayra, the Zaynanin should have to pay the full amount because they were Mazim and what they said was a total lie. So the answer is something I mentioned last week. Gemara in Bava Kama says that we don't do kasha zaman to zaymanin when the nidai is maida to what they said, and what they said is true. Since there the nidai is maida, he borrowed. That Gemara says that the nidai says you saw. Yeah, the nidai is not saying you saw. It's saying it's true, I borrowed. So the question is a good question. Question is again, from Gimel Amud Aleph, it's shver that when two Eidim say, I saw him borrow for 30 days. And when Mazim them, they should have to pay the whole thing. So why did he really borrow for 10 years? But their Haggadah was totally false. They should have to pay. What? But in our Mishnah, they're also not putting him in a worse position. He's a Ritzayat anyway, he's going to get me say anyway. So you see, even if you're not putting him in a worse position, the same thing holds true. Why don't you say?
He
tried to get him killed, which is not a worse position because he's going to get killed anyhow.
But it's only not a worse position to the
money. Doesn't know whether he's in the time. But here also, they don't know if in
fact
he owes the money.
He admits he owes the money.
Since he admits that he owes the money. So when if he admitted he owed the money before the whole detail started, he admitted he owed money. And they came, so then in effect, their Haggadah is only on the payback day, not on the loan. That's a good answer. Their Haggadah was never Haggadah on the loan. If he was made it before, that's why they'll be prepared.
Why didn't he get it?
Because there's no detail. When there are two agents, it's detail. The person says, I owe you money, there's no Dintayra on the Eidah. But there was no Dintayra, there was never a couple of Eidahs, not the old money. It wasn't an issue. If Reuven, what? There needs someone.
The guy's
life
mom
is
getting
quite
as
down. It's getting quiet. No, that means that Zaydan will get paid from the labor.
Will get paid
from Zaydan, then he'll pay some of that money. I think you may have from a different case than that Gimel. Shmuel Rizatsky brings from the Rasha in that Gimel, based on the previous Mishnah. The case where Adam say that a woman got a get. So Adam say the woman got a get, so they're Muslim, they have to pay the ksuba, however much it's worth. So the Mashai asks that since the halacha is, places there brings it, that a woman is believed to say gerashtani, a woman who is married is believed to say, you gave me a get. Because the person is not made upon him to say it. So if the woman would have come herself and she would have said gerashtani, she'd be believed. If she comes after the witnesses say there was a get, afterwards she's not believed. Tyson there says, because there's no way another name. Once she had witnesses to say it, so the fact that she says it is irrelevant. But the Marsha there asks, similar kasha, he asks that the Edom's Edis didn't twice anything when they said she got a get. Because since she could have said it on her own, Gerashtani, and part of the case is where she's going to say it afterwards, if she says it's not true, that's not the case. The case is she says Gerashtani, then also like how you like this include that Edis didn't twice anything. Because she's never to say Gerashtani anyway. It's a Marshall's cash. And over there, like how you like this include Father Kasha. Again, two Edis come to bed, they say a man gave his wife a get, and he has a pair of suva. The woman says it's true. So it's a case of Zaymanin. Frank the Marsha, why is it a case of Zaymanin? My Hayalay Dusanklum. The first two witnesses didn't write anything. Because the lady would say it, she'd believe it anyway. That's the Marsha Terrace. The Marsha says, because she only said it because she had guts because of them. Otherwise she wouldn't have said it. Shmuel Rizatsky asks that why does the Marsha have to come on such a terrace? What's the Marsha's cash? Why highlight this unclum? The Edis didn't twice anything, because she said Gerashtani anyway. Mechaya, from our Mishnah we see that you're Zaynin. Who cares if why highlight this unclum? You're still Zaynin. You're still Zaynin. Even if why highlight this unclum? It's a banana mucking dicker thing. And you're still Zaynin. So Shmuel Rizatsky asks this kasha. He says, "Kavanas Rabbi Kiva Eger there on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph." So we have now three gemaras. We have our gemara, the case of Ben Chananel. We have a group of three or a group of 100, and the case in Gimel Amud Aleph. Actually, now two cases in Gimel Amud Aleph, where we have cases where Loi Hayalei Dusan, where they said Edus that was not damaging to the other person. Hashan is kasha held that the Edus was not damaging because the person said Gerashtani. And we have this question, the question which from our Mishnah seems to be clear. The pashtus of our Mishnah is that even if the Edus didn't help, it doesn't matter, you're going to, you're still driving it, you still get kashrut. That's what sounds like. What? Why didn't you answer the question? Why didn't you
anything,
the fashas should be worse. Why should the fashas be worse? The gabi did prat. You have to come from Makar to say it. Say it. Rabbi Chanan Rabbi is talking about fashas also, so it doesn't help you for Rabbi Chanan. Okay, Akapan, this is the nida. Okay, I'm still going to fish the yamit today. Okay, be prepared for tomorrow. Go as far as you can.